Switching gears now, we want to talk about Cash for Clunkers. The program made its national debut yesterday, officially known as the Car Allowance Rebate System, or CARS. It's a $1 billion federal voucher program designed to encourage sales of new cars to green the economy and the air, offering consumers up to $4,500 to trade in their old cars or truck for a more fuel-efficient model. After months of lowly sales numbers, car dealers across the country are jumping at the chance to sell, sell, sell.
This is so exciting. Cash for Clunkers is starting now at Antwerp and Hyundai. Yes, now, that's worth over $4,500. Yes, over $4,500. And he keeps smashing the window. Whoa!
Get cash for your clunker now.
We wanted to know more about how the Cash for Clunkers program works, what it could mean for the auto industry. So we've called Wall Street Journal automotive reporter Alex Kellogg. Also with us, Warren Brown, automotive columnist for The Washington Post. Welcome to you both. Thank you.
Hi. How are you?
Thank you.
So, Alex, who qualifies for the Cash for Clunkers? Clunkers for Cash, or is it Cash for Clunkers? Which is it?
Cash for Clunkers.
Cash for Clunkers. Who qualifies?
Right. Just about anybody qualifies if you have a vehicle that is made up to 25 years ago and gets pretty poor gas mileage. You qualify. You probably want to keep in mind what that vehicle is worth. If it's less worth than $3,500 or $4,500, which are the two rebate amounts that you can get, it may make sense for you. If your vehicle is worth more than that, it may not.
How do you the program just kicked off yesterday, but do you have a sense of whether there's any traffic from this? Is this actually generating any car buying?
Actually, it seems to be generating a lot of car buying. Just to give you one example, Chrysler, which I covered through their bankruptcy, said this morning that they've seen showroom traffic that's the most that they've seen in, I think, 2 or 3 years. Unfortunately, about two-thirds of the people that came into their dealerships didn't qualify. But unlike a lot of automakers, they have $4,500 in rebates that they put on the hood themselves, basically matching the best Cash for Clunkers offer that you can get. So it's drawing people in. The question is, who are these people? Are these people that were genuinely waiting on the sidelines, waiting for the financial markets to improve, waiting for their credit to improve, waiting for the job market to be better? Or are these people that probably would have bought anyway? And if that's the case, this will only be sort of a short-term impact, this program.
So as I understand it, there are several objectives of the program. One is to stimulate auto sales. Another is to get the clunkers off the road and to get more fuel-efficient vehicles onto the road, which hopefully will improve air quality. Warren Brown, is this program going to meet those objectives?
No. It's a gimmicky program that tries to do too much. It will, as it has and is doing, generate new car sales, and certainly from the viewpoint of dealers, that's a very good thing. But environmentally, it's nonsense. And it's nonsense because it's another one of those federal programs that tries to solve a two-part problem by working only one part of the equation and ostensibly trying to do something on the consumer side. Look, here's the deal. Auto Pacific and I think several other organizations just did vehicle miles traveled studies, and what do you know? The very fuel-efficient Toyota Prius, the owners of Toyota Prius cars, gas electric hybrids, drive 25% to 30% more than those of any other vehicles. So what does that tell us? Well, it tells us common sense. If you increase technical fuel efficiency, and you do nothing to affect the price of gasoline, voila, you increase driving. It's been the case since 1975 when we had corporate average fuel economy. Look, all of these programs are an attempt to do with sugar or saccharin, what the Europeans have done, with taxes and what have you. We look at the European program and say, well, their Cash for Clunkers program works. Well, yeah, their Cash for Clunkers program works because they also have heavy taxes on things like, CO2 emissions and, fuel consumption and so forth and so on. But we haven't gotten there yet.
And Alex, the other argument is that the program is just too lax. For example, if you own an SUV, the car you plan to buy just needs to have a 2 mile per gallon improvement. That doesn't sound like a lot. What is your take on that?
Well, that's right. If it's an SUV, pickup, or minivan that you're trading in, as long as the vehicle that you're purchasing gets, as you said, 2 miles per gallon better, you can get a $3,500 rebate. And if it gets 5 miles per gallon better, you can get a $4,500 rebate. And the environmental issue is one that I looked at less when I wrote about this today. But I think on the economic side of the equation, it's true that the incentives that governments put in place in other parts of the world are different. I think this was really intended in part to be a very short-term fix, a catalyst that boosted sales. I think it may be a little early to say that this won't work. I mean, I don't typically opinionate as a journalist, and I won't hear, but you know, you may have a better sense in August or September whether or not this helped boost sales and sort of start an upswing, or whether this just drew in people that were going to buy a car anyway, happened to have an old clunker, wanted to turn it in, and bought now.
Warren, what's your take on the whole question of the 2 mile per gallon improvement? Just whether the restrictions are too the requirements are too lax. Do you have an opinion about that? You really feel that the bigger issue is gas prices overall. That if you really want to affect policy, it's gas prices.
Yeah, and I am one of those journalists who do opinionate, which is why they call me a columnist. But look, here's the here's the deal. The automotive industry, certainly, even with the SUVs, it won't have much of a hard time, you know, getting 2 miles per gallon, even 5 miles per gallon better. I mean, you look at, you know, General Motors, General Motors, Daimler Benz, Chrysler, I think, it may have some access to this technology, too. It's called dual-mode hybrid technology, which primarily works extremely well and trucks. I mean, a lot of pickup trucks now can actually get pretty close to combined 21, 22 miles per gallon. We're talking about regular pickup trucks because of those technologies. So the auto industry, you know, can do that. The bottom line is that Cash for Clunkers does a good job, and I think will do a good job, of stimulating sales. Now, whether or not it will pull sales forward, for example, if people were going to buy cars anyway, and Cash for Clunkers just basically pulls those sales forward, as Alex says, well, you know, it's, you know, jump started something, but you know, how far can it get down the road? Environmentally, it has to do with consumption. It has to do with, you know, how much fuel people are consuming, not necessarily with just how much fuel the cars and trucks are using, because you can a truck that gets 18 miles per gallon, you know, may not be used every day, or it may be used only for specific purposes. And so you have to modify people's consumption behavior, and we aren't doing that now.
And finally, Alex says, a reporter, not columnist, can you just report on how you can figure out if your vehicle is eligible for this program?
Yeah, and I want to mention one other thing.
Very briefly, Alex. I'm sorry.
Oh, sure. So basically, you have to purchase a new vehicle. You cannot purchase a used vehicle, even if it's an 08 or 07, unless it's never been driven before. The retail price of the vehicle must be less than $4,500. So you cannot, you know, go out and buy yourself a Lamborghini and hope to get $4,500 off
Darn
of it.
Oh, well. Another
right,
hope dashed. So, Wall Street Journal automotive reporter Alex Kellogg joined us from Southfield, Michigan. Warren Brown is a car expert, freelance auto journalist. He covers the auto industry, and he joined us by phone from upstate New York. Gentlemen, I thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.